Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano show. Let's face it, some people with this opiate crisis, which, by the way, I told you today, Wall Street Journal has a big article on it. This Quest Diagnostics does national testing. 10 million drug tests they looked at. Opiates, meaning morphine, OxyContin, things related to it, any kind of base that's related to that, down 17% of people turn up dirty. I don't know if you can say that anymore. Turn up dirty in their drug tests. But amphetamines, cocaine, marijuana, up. That's 10 million drug tests. And we're in the middle of this debate, and it is true that the crack epidemic was treated differently than the opiate crisis. A case can be made, I think, that some of this stuff with the opiate crisis, we have sympathy because there were people that got into this. Some. How many? What percentage? There's the debate. Because of overprescription, wandered into it, brain chemistry changes, can't get the pills, too expensive. They go to heroin, end up in Kensington or someplace like it. So J.D. Mullane writes in the Bucks County Courier-Times on Sunday, why was a young married couple murdered in Churchville? The story of Tyler and Christiana Roy. Guy sneaks into their house. He's only a 130-pound guy. Somehow or another, stabs both to death, gets their shotgun, and then shotguns them too. He ends up dead hours later, just a few hours later, in Kensington, dead of a overdose. And he asks questions like how Mooney, the man in question of 130 pounds, was able to gain the upper hand in the fight. There was a lot of damage in the house indicating a big fight. Get Tyler Roy's shotgun, then blast and stab them. Or maybe stab them, then blast them. I think that's what the coroner said. J.D. Mullane writes, we have decided to see the heroin opiate epidemic as a health issue, not as we once did, as a criminal issue loaded with the stigma of poor character and terminal self-indulgence. And I think he thinks that's a big mistake. JD joins us on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, JD, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. It's a big mistake, and it's an even bigger mistake for Pennsylvania to legalize weed, recreational weed, because you know as soon as they do that, they're going to go for the harder cases, harder drugs, to legalize them, and they will use this case out of Churchville as an example as to why we have to do that, because at least if the government is in charge of distributing and taxing these drugs, we can reduce the violent crime rate. Daniel Mooney wouldn't have had to break into that couple's house and attack and kill them. And that's really where this is all headed, if you ask me.
So he did that allegedly because he got the car and he sold the car to somebody pretty quickly, then ends up dead himself. So the argument I would give, though, JD, it is true. At the beginning of our radar screening, you've been writing about this because of Levittown, ahead of the curve, and that fire company in that area, and the numbers they keep on this, and because of the number of rehab houses, it's overwhelming in Bucks County. I am sympathetic, too, though. There was a significant percentage of people who unknowingly got into this. Do you dispute that?
No, I don't dispute it. And you're right, we do have to have some sympathy for people who get overprescribed drugs by, for whatever reason, a doctor overprescribes drugs. But in this case, I don't know how you can go to the Salenza and Roy families, you know, and say, well, you know, there are mitigating circumstances because, you know, your daughter, your son's killer, had been addicted to heroin. He got on opioids first, and then he switched to heroin because it's cheaper. You need to have sympathy for him. I don't know how you do that. I'm not going to do that. I mean, I was out in that neighborhood. I talked to the neighbors. I feel like I know this couple. They were very family-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
They were fixing up that house in Churchville in a nice neighborhood. They both had good jobs. They were decent people. They were kind to their older neighbors. And Daniel Mooney, I mean, his family, apparently he grew up right across the street from this house, you know, from this couple's house. But nobody really knew him in the neighborhood. He had been gone for many years, apparently. So I really don't know what his background is in terms of how he got addicted to heroin. One of the things I have been told is that can't draw conclusions about this case because the autopsy results on Daniel Mooney aren't in, and he could have been on some mind-altering drug, PCP, that made mm-hmm. him crazy. I just don't know how that makes him less culpable or more sympathetic. He broke into this house at random because the door was unlocked. He needed a fix, and nothing was going to stand in his way. In fact, earlier that day, he had stolen a car, the surveillance video. He stole a car from the Speedway gas station in Richboro and crashed it, rendering it undrivable, and then he went back to get to his old neighborhood to, you know, steal another car. So I understand the sympathy part of it. Look, one of my best childhood friends had a son who died of this stuff about 4 or 5 years
mm-hmm.
ago. So, you know, but at some point we got to say enough. And that's why I opened by saying that I think that it's going to be a disaster for Pennsylvania to legalize recreational weed. Because right as soon as that happens, the calls for legalizing other harder drugs are going to come, and they're going to use cases like this.
Okay, let me ask you, though. Has that happened in Colorado, J.D.? I mean, I want to go to Colorado to see what they're doing. From afar, I know they had a lot of problems or some problems in the beginning. I don't know that Colorado is seeing that, though.
No, you haven't heard it, but I'm convinced, Dom, that this is where it's all headed. There's a lot of money to be made, you know, in these kinds of drugs, kinds of that people consume for recreational purposes or for the government to get involved. So the Daniel Mooneys of the world don't have to break into,
mm-hmm.
You know, somebody's home. And I think the first step, of course, is the shooting galleries. You know, they open these and you have all these nice, clean nurses and doctors supervising drug addicts shooting up, you know, taking their drugs as you have in Philadelphia now. And, you know, that's the first step. And then eventually it'll just be, you know, like Sweden or the Netherlands or whatever those low countries do over there, you know, where they have, you know, complexes for people, you know, who are addicted to drugs. And, you know, they're under government supervision or some medical supervision as they inject drugs.
So we should go back to, and here's where I agree, despite what I said, this is a little bit different than what we've seen before for the reason I gave. Calling this a disease is at the root of it's not going to get us out of this and not going to be helpful, that some form of stigma, although understanding mixed in with that, I think is the recipe for this rather than just saying this is a disease like cancer.
Yeah, I mean, look, we have this case in Churchville. We had the case in Levittown on New Year's Eve, and I wrote a column at that time.
I remember that.
Is this the year we lose our patients, you know, with heroin addicts, with opioid addicts? Because now you have people who are getting hurt, innocent people, you know, two dead, you know, and the Albrights in Levittown, you know, elderly couple, been there forever. You know, Mr. Albright seriously injured and hospitalized after a man under the influence actually stopped his car as he was driving to shoot up heroin and then continued to drive right through their living room and seriously injured Mr. Albright. So, you know, these cases are going to continue. You're going to have more and more, and as each case like this happens, there will be less and less sympathy for this. And I think we'll go back to, you know, seeing this as a criminal issue. I don't know how you get any mileage out of the argument. Well, you know what? You have to have sympathy, and if you're going to have sympathy, you just got to put up with, you know, a double murder now and then, you know, or, you know, an old couple, you know, being,
right,
you know, have a car driven through their living room on New Year's Eve as they're relaxing in front of the television. You know, I think the sympathy level is, you know, we have tens of millions of dollars in this Commonwealth that we spend trying to treat and help people. Like I said in that column 5 months ago, isn't it up to the people who are addicted to these drugs to meet us halfway? We want to help. You know, we have the programs in place, you know, but they have to meet us halfway. And the excuse I get, and you've heard it too, and so have your listeners, is, well, you know, these drugs are so powerful, they rearrange the wiring in your brain, and they're forever changed. I'm not so sure that's true. Maybe it is in some cases, and maybe those special cases have to be treated in a way that keeps the rest of us safe.
Absolutely. Well, JD, thank you. What are you working on next? When's the column appear next?
Something a little lighter. I interviewed for Burlington County Times tomorrow the top Bigfoot investigator in South Jersey Center. There was a Bigfoot.
The top? Wait a minute. Who knew there were several Bigfoot investigators in South Jersey?
I went to Medford. I met him on Saturday, and apparently there was a recent sighting in Manchester Township in Burlington County of a Bigfoot. So he was the man on the case. They recreated the scene with the couple who spotted this creature leaping across the highway. And so I just interview him and, you know, about this phenomenon. He says the Jersey Devil thing is a myth, but Bigfoot is real.
Gotcha. Well, I don't buy it otherwise. JD, thank you. Thanks very much for joining us.
All right, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.